I've said it many a times that I think, well, that I know that this team can play against higher opposition. And I always felt it was a squad that deserved to be in a higher league and we could compete against better sides. So I think the first three games of the season, you know, Crewe, Sheffield Wednesday and Preston, two draws and a massive win, it just shows what we can do if we put our minds to it.
The expectation is still there, though, isn't it? We had a couple of fans on our show last night and already they're saying things and, you know, this was perhaps a little bit of an overreaction, but they say, oh, we really need to get that first win on the board to start moving forward. I guess it says a lot about the club's ambitions that you're kind of getting that reaction after just two draws.
Well, yeah, you know, I think the fans expect us to be in the Champions League in three seasons' time. So I think everyone just needs, like I've said it before, I remember people were moaning and groaning in October last season saying we should be here and we should be there. And nothing gets decided then, so people just need to relax themselves and calm down and judge us on what happens at the end of the season and not what happens in the first couple of games.
That's across football, though, isn't it? You know, Rotherham's got off to a decent start. Some of the other clubs haven't quite so much, but fans expect so much. And when there's a slightly disappointing start than some people are expected, they kind of overreact at times, don't they?
Yeah, well, that's, you know, when I first came to the club, I said obviously I wanted to get promoted. And that obviously didn't happen in the first season. But I don't see why people overreact and put a lot of pressure on it. It's the same with the national side. Everyone thinks that England can do something and win something, and then obviously it never happens. So if you be realistic, and you know, I think realistically, you know, we've just been promoted, so the main aim would be to not get relegated. But we all want to do well and we all want to kick on. Realistically, for a club, I think it would be mid-table looking to get into the playoffs. But you know, because we're confident and because the fans know how good we are as a side, they want us to obviously get into the top three and get promoted again, which is understandable.
You're a player who, you know, wants to score goals. After getting a couple of early goals this year, have you maybe adjusted how many you think you can get this season, or are you on track as you see it? You know, you always believe that you would get the goals.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think that I get a couple of chances a game, well, half chances, proper chances, and I'd be aiming to get the same as what I did last season, if not more. I know I started well last season. I scored three in the first four games, was it? And I know I scored a couple so far, so like you say, I'm always looking to score, and I always get chances. So, you know, sometimes I'll put them away, sometimes I won't. But I think I'm always looking to get on the score sheet and try and match what I did last season.
How many times have you watched that Sheffield Wednesday goal back?
quite a lot, to be honest. I had a lot of friends text messaging, not really saying anything, just sending me the link through for the goal. So it was mainly more them than me, myself, but I just laugh every time I watch it, to be honest.
How much satisfaction did the players get from beating Wednesday in a big local derby? The atmosphere on the night was electric, wasn't it?
It was the best atmosphere that I've experienced at Rotherham since I've been there. And that, obviously, there was a big crowd for the Aldershot game last season. I think that on Tuesday night against Sheffield Wednesday was just something different. And obviously, I know it's Sheffield Wednesday, it's a derby and all the rest of it, but if they can create that noise and that atmosphere every game, every home game at New York Stadium, I think could be massive to our season.
What about after the game as well? You put out a rather interesting tweet as well. I'm guessing you got a bit of a reaction to that, didn't you?
Yeah, you know, I'm not a serious guy, so for me it was all a bit of banter, but you know, a lot of people, Sheffield Wednesday fans, didn't like it and they took it to heart. But, you know, if it was them, it was the other way around, they'd do exactly the same. So, you know, some people take it seriously. It wasn't meant to be serious. It was meant to be a bit of banter. But, like I said, just a few people couldn't take it. Well, you know, obviously that's why I'm on Twitter, because I like to talk to the fans and all the rest of it. And I try to be different from, you know, I know a lot of players who will just put the normal, you know, well done today, great 3 points, all the rest of it, your standard, you know, professional footballer tweet. So maybe that's just me. It's maybe the type of person I am. Like I say, I'm not a serious person, so I try and mix it up a bit and be a bit different. But, you know, it works both ways. If Sheffield Wednesday beat us 2-1, one of their players did that exact tweet, all their fans would have liked it and all our fans would have hated it. So it works both ways.